Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, August 20th. It is 5:31. Thank you for being here this morning. If you're taking the 215 like west of the 15, beware. There's cops all over the place.
What?
Oh,
really?
My gosh. Just like catching speeders. Like they're just out there and waiting. And yes, I still have a radar detector. I know it's 2026.
You cheater.
My husband actually put it in my car. I don't drive fast enough to warrant having it, honestly. I mean, it's just he wanted to put it in the car. So whatever. So I'm driving. I was going like 70 this morning on the 215. And then all of a sudden I hear go, and it's there's a couple different beeps it'll make. And that's the holy bleep. There is someone, you know, with a gun shooting at, you know, shooting the speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it started going off like crazy. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, good thing I'm not speeding. And then I saw a guy get pulled over. I saw two cops right here at Buffalo and 215. So they're all over the place this morning.
It's insane how crazy, or at least busy it is for it to be this early in the morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out. It's like, it's hit or miss. I feel like I could be off by 3 minutes on my commute and it's a totally different crowd.
Yeah, no, you're so right. Because either if I'm leaving a little bit earlier, or I don't know, maybe it's based off location, but when I'm hitting the 15, when I leave Silverado Ranch Boulevard, there are tons of people on the 15. And I'm like, oh, it's either like commuting to Vegas or they're coming back to, I don't know. But there are a lot of people on the freeway around 4:30 in the morning.
Just don't speed. Be careful this morning. So yeah, that was kind of my eye-opening revelation this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Yesterday, man, after the show, I was just exhausted. I felt like I was starting to get a migraine. And so what I did, I originally had a dermatology appointment yesterday, but I was like, I got to reschedule. I cannot make it. So I took a really good nap. I rescheduled it for today, so I have to go right after the show. And then my second update is, we went and got a U-Haul, and I got my TV stand.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great. You finally got it. This has been like an ongoing thing. You guys have been keeping your eye on it, and you finally got it.
Yes, it's been a whole saga. Like, it was just way too expensive. Originally, it was $400, and then we saw it marked down to $250, and we're like, it doesn't fit in our car. And James and I, we've got into arguments because moving things, especially big furniture, we just don't make a great team.
Yeah.
So when he was telling his coworker about like the new TV stand that we want, the coworker volunteered to help move it. We're like, no, we don't want to, we don't need, you know, we don't want to put that burden on you. He goes, no, seriously, like I could use my help when I eventually buy a couch for my new apartment. So it's kind of like a trade-off. So last night he came over, he helped with the TV stand, and it was so easy to put together.
Oh, that's so good. That it just, and it makes such a difference. Like one little piece of furniture can totally change a room. So I bet you guys are super happy about that.
We feel like adults, really.
That's awesome. there wasn't an option to like buy it online and have them deliver?
So they did have that option, but online didn't have the same sale.
Oh, okay.
And then with delivery and them setting it up, it was an extra $200.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, rent the U-Haul.
We rented the U-Haul. It was only $30, and then we had a friend do it for free. We just gave them pizza.
Pizza and beer is always the payment, which is hilarious to me. So I'm like, can we do like pastries and matcha instead?
I love that trade-off.
Yeah, I prefer that more than pizza and and beer. So we've got a lot coming up with the show this morning, guys. Stick around. Make sure you don't miss at 7 o'clock. We've got those Jonas Brothers tickets are coming back to town. We've got your hookup on the way with Beat Mercedes. More tickets to Hollywood Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood on the way at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And let's do it. Let's start the show. It's time for the pre-show. You pick them. You pick the first song of.
Here we go. This is my station.
It's Mix 94.1 with Mercedes in the morning.
I'm getting paid back for all the bad things I did as a kid. I swear. It's like, my mom always said, just wait till you grow up and you have to deal with this. And it's just so funny. So this week, Brooklyn, she wanted to go out with her friends. And I thought I was asking the normal parent questions. I was like, where are you going? Who's going to be there? And she kind of just looked at me like, I was asking something completely unreasonable. And she's like, I don't know yet. We haven't decided. I just want to know if I can go out with them. And I'm not sure who all is coming. So basically, she didn't answer any of my questions. I don't know where she's going and I don't know who she's going with.
Oh.
And I said, no, you can't go. I need names. I need to know where you're going. You need a plan before you walk out the door. You're not just like going off. And then I thought about it and I was like, man, what a hypocrite I am. When I was her age, I didn't tell my parents anything. I would literally just leave the house. Didn't even tell them I was leaving. No destination. They didn't know where I was. I didn't tell them who I was with. And I knew that I either had to come back when it was curfew time, or when I was smaller, when the street lights came on, that was when I had to come home. And that was that. They didn't know where I was. For hours I would just disappear, and that was fine. And then here I am, and I'm like, no, you cannot go. Like, is there anyone else out there that's like, wow, my parents let me do that, but I would never let my kids do that? 702-364-9400.
Listen, I know you sound like a hypocrite, but look, times are so different now. I was the same too. Like, I would tell my parents, hey, go on Alyssa's house. They're like, okay, cool. And they wouldn't care. But nowadays, it's like, I need your location. Who's going to be with you? Are their parents going to be around? Because the times, like, I totally get it. But I look back at when I was like 19 years old, freshman in college, and I would have a lot of parties at my house. I'm talking about like 20 people or so. And my parents barely knew them. They knew like underage drinking was happening.
Yeah.
And they're like okay with it because they were happening at my house where I knew I was safe. But when I have kids, are you kidding me? I would never let my kids throw a house party.
It's so crazy the things that our parents let us do that now we're like, no way. And you think of all the things we survived. It's kind of amazing any of us made it to adulthood. There was like no GPS on our bikes, no group text. Checking in every 20 minutes. You rode in the front seat before you could even see over the dashboard. I was up there. Like, all these things that you would do. And the rules, you know, they were just so lax compared to how they are now. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, what did you do as a kid that you would never let your kids do?
You know, and I think it was like 10th grade, I had a scooter, like not a little cheapy scooter, like the e-scooters, like a Honda Elite 150 scooter, right?
Yeah.
And I had to leave school at 10 a.m. because I had to go to South Coast Plaza and be the first kid with the new Jordans at school.
You were the original sneakerhead.
And on the way back at a red light, I bumped into my grandparents.
What?
And when I got home at the end of school, they said, what the heck were you doing out of school? And I said, hey, look, I had to get the new Jordan.
Completely reasonable, Grandma and Grandpa.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning. How are you guys? Thanks for being here. Welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Thursday, August 20th. So glad to have you here. How you doing this morning?
Super good. Can't believe we're already in the middle of August.
I know. Last night, yesterday I went and met a friend for a coffee and just a little conversation. And I was looking at like the menu at the place and all like the pumpkin stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we really are in August. I couldn't believe it. There's so much going on.
PSLs at Starbucks, August 25th.
I know. It's right around the corner. Like, and I think Dunkin' already dropped their line of pumpkin stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And it's still hot. But you know what? That's living in Las Vegas for you. You know, you just have to expect that.
Yes. But actually, you know what? Speaking of this city, you've been here long enough. And I have a question for you. And I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up. Where exactly is Hendertucky? They call this word, they say it's Hendertucky this, Hendertucky that. I know of the word, and I know it's a part of Henderson, but I saw this guy post a video, and he was like, Sunset Station is Hendertucky. Here, take a listen to this.
Hendertucky showed up last night. It was at Sunset Station, and the new Stoney's was open. And let me tell you, man, the amount of cowboys and cowgirls there at Sunset Station was absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. You know what the funny thing is? Hendertucky don't even got no DMV, but now we got a Stoney's. We got a Stoney's at the new Sunset Station.
I do not consider Sunset Station Hendertucky. To me, Hendertucky is like Water Street, all the way to like Foothill High School.
Okay.
I feel like that area is kind of, I don't know. What do you guys think? In my mind, that's where I picture. In my Sunset Station area, I feel like that's Green Valley.
Okay. That's what the people in the comments section were saying of this video. Sunset Station is not in Hendertucky. It's on the east side. What's the new freeway name? 11?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 11 and Boulder Highway, and then south of the Cowabunga Vegas.
Oh, the water park?
The water park, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of like that area. Yeah, I feel like, you know, obviously this is just, you know, not an official zoning area.
Right.
This is Hendertucky, but when people refer to Hendertucky, that's just kind of the area that I picture, but I don't know. Yes, I never put Sunset Station, that area at all, with like the Galleria Mall. That to me, in my mind, is Green Valley, but I also don't live on that side of town. So if you live on that side of town, I think you'd be more of an expert on the zoning of Henderson on that one.
And he mentioned that there's no longer going to be a DMV in Hendertucky, which I kind of know about. The one off Stephanie Street is going to be closing, and it's moving to Silverado Ranch.
Yeah, that's I liked that DMV. Sometimes I would drive all the way there because the lines were shorter there. I've gone there a couple of times to like register my car and stuff like that. So that's a bummer. But where do you think Hendertucky is, and where does it start? We've all got these little like pockets of town that we kind of in our mind associate with certain things. That's really funny.
Like, I know we don't call it Enterprise. I don't think I've ever heard someone, I live in Enterprise.
I literally, someone I know moved here and I was like, what part of town are you moving to? And they're like, Enterprise. And I was like, I gotta tell you something, we don't say that.
Yeah,
we don't say that. Please never say that again. Or like Paradise, stuff like that. But yeah, we've got our own little language. Someone just texted, all of Hendo is Hendertucky. This one says from Dawn, I was born and raised here and never heard of Hendertucky. I think that that's more of like referring to the kind of old school, kind of back in the day vibe that you get, you know. I don't know that it's meant to be a compliment necessarily, but I've heard it. I don't personally say it.
I think they said, someone in the comment section said, do not mess with the people who live in Hendertucky.
I like that area. I do. There's a barbecue place we went to in that area, and I just felt like I went back in time a little bit.
Yes.
It was like really cool. So, so much coming up on the show this morning, you guys. Don't go anywhere. Your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers with Beat Mercedes at 7 o'clock. 4-pack of tickets to Hollywood Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood at 7:30. Then at 8:25, we've got your tickets to see Guns N' Roses this weekend with Heads Up. And speaking of Henderson, a Henderson Little League team is about to play in front of the entire country today. Paseo Verde Little League is back in Williamsport for the second time in 3 years for the Little League World Series. And we will be talking to their coach, Corey Edwards, at 7:20 live before they take the field at 11 a.m.
It's time for the...
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Henderson, we are doing this again. Paseo Verde Little League is back in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And if that gives you deja vu, there is a reason. This is a fourth straight year. A Nevada team has made it to Williamsport, fourth straight year. That says a lot about our ball players here in Southern Nevada. Pretty cool. They punched their ticket by winning the Mountain Region Championship in San Bernardino on Friday. And now they take on Westside Little League out of Hamilton, Ohio. The Great Lakes champs, who just put up 6 runs with 2 outs in the first inning of their own title game. So these kids can hit. One quick note before you set your alarms. First pitch just got pushed back an hour because of weather. So instead of catching it at 11 a.m. today, we're now looking a little later, around noon on ESPN. Paseo Verde actually made it to round 3 back in 2024 before losing to the eventual champs out of Florida. So they already know what this stage feels like, and they definitely want to go further this time. I'm really excited for them, and we cannot wait, because at 7:20 this morning, we are going to be talking to their coach direct live from Williamsport, Corey Edwards. He's going to be calling in and giving us a little update on how the team's doing, what's going on with the delay. We're going to get all of our questions answered.
This is so cool. And I'm moving to Vegas. I was like, is Vegas like a little league town? Like, are you guys known for it? But it just seems like the last 4 years, it's kind of gone more and more known for that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there are so many great ball players that have come out of Vegas. Obviously, Bryce Harper. You've got Chris Bryant. You've got, gosh, there's so many other ones. I'm trying to think as far as like the big names go.
There's another one out of Bishop, like Joey Gallo. I believe
yes,
his name
Joey.
Was.
He played with Bryce Harper. Yeah, he played yes. with him. I read an article that they used to walk Bryce, and he was up after Bryce, so he would always have to hit.
No way.
Because they didn't want Bryce to hit the ball. So then poor Joey's like, oh great, thanks.
I remember
a lot.
I used to work, one of my old coworkers, he pitched against Bryce Harper, and his coach told him, hey, when he comes up, just throw as hard as you can, it doesn't matter, as hard as you can.
No first technique out the door.
Nothing. First pitch, he said Bryce Harper hit it to the parking lot.
Yeah, he's looked like a man since he was 12 years
yeah,
old. That's
unfair.
The thing with him. He's always looked like a man. And so
long beard
at 13. let's see. Also this morning, this one may actually change your morning. A new study out of the University of South Australia found that even faking a smile can trick your brain into genuinely feeling happier. Researchers had people hold a pen sideways in their teeth, forcing the face into a smile position without even thinking about smiling, and it still worked. The muscle movement alone will shift someone's mood. So the researcher put it perfectly. When your muscles say, I'm happy, you start seeing the world around you in a more positive light, and your face isn't just reacting to your mood. It's actually kind of steering it, which, oh. You know, it explains a lot. Sometimes I force myself to smile, and then I do feel a little bit better, even if I'm not that happy, you know?
Yeah, I think what it's doing is, like, the fake smile is triggering your brain to say, oh, she's happy. Okay, then let's start looking at more of a positive or on the more optimistic side of life.
Yeah, it's all muscle memory, so keep that in mind. Even if you're not feeling it this morning, just fake a smile, and then eventually you might actually get happy. So there you
fake
go.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, finally this morning, back to school just started, which means somewhere out there, there's a kid already rehearsing their fake cough, trying to figure out a way to get out of school for next week. Well, a new poll asked people straight up, have you ever pretended to be sick to get out of work or to get out of school? And 54% said yes, without hesitation. Only 36% of people claim they've never done it. I don't fully believe that number, but okay. But here's where it gets interesting. Midwesterners, they're the most likely to admit to playing hooky. Women fake it more than men. And I guess Gen X is apparently the generation most willing to own up to it. Zero shame. Gen Z is least likely to admit faking sick. And the running theory is that a lot of them don't have a job to fake sick out of yet.
Yeah. Fake sick. I mean, come on. I did it. I did it as a kid.
Oh my gosh. I did too.
Yeah. The whole thermometer trick on the light bulb.
I did that very trick. I put it on the light bulb. And my mom comes back in and put it back in my mouth. I'm like, oh, I'm so sick. Wasn't sick. And she looks at it. She's like, well, you have 110 degree fever.
You're dying.
So
you're
going to be going to school today. And I was like, oh, man.
She did it for her.
It is game day for some Henderson kids as they get ready to play on ESPN. Paseo Verde Little League is heading back to Williamsport. They're actually there right now for the second time in 3 years. And joining us before the first pitch is one of the people that helped get them there, Coach Corey Edwards. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations. What a road it has been for you guys to get there. And you made it to the Little League World Series. How are the nerves this morning?
To be honest, we're feeling pretty prepared. Kids are excited. We've been here for 5 days or so. So we're actually just, after all the events they have us do, we're ready to play some baseball.
Now, you were scheduled to go play at 11 a.m. this morning. The weather, I guess, pushed you guys back a little bit?
Yeah, it is currently raining here, so hopefully it stops soon so we get to play and get to do the field maintenance. But, yeah, we'll see. We're just itching to play, so staying prepared.
Now, how do you guys prepare for a team like this? You are playing Westside Little League from Ohio, the Great Lakes champs. What do you know about them? What is the game plan here?
Well, it's funny because I was just about an hour ago rewatching their game on YouTube, just taking some notes, preparing a pitching plan with their starter. So, I mean, you can't know a bunch about them since you don't play them. But, you know, YouTube, Game Changer, those things help out a little bit. And then obviously when you're in the game, feeling the energy of the game and taking observation there.
Now, you're getting a lot of attention for some of the stars that you have on your team. Your son Logan plays on the team. Owen Guzman, I've seen a lot of talk about. And then also Carson Meyer, she is one of two girls playing in the Little League World Series this year. Tell us what it's been like coaching her into this moment.
I mean, she's just a fantastic kid. She plays the game hard. She's a great teammate. I got to coach her in the spring the past two seasons. One of my favorite players, just from the attitude perspective. And I love how she's handling all the interviews and all the excitement. And really, she just loves baseball more than anything. And that's a great quality to have.
When she's with the boys there, I mean, is she just one of the boys? Or is the culture a little different? How does that work out?
I mean, she doesn't get to stay with the boys, but she's certainly spending all her time with the boys. They're playing games, wiffle ball, that's pickleball courts. She's fully invested in doing everything the team's doing. So it's like it's no different. And just in terms of the living quarters, I think that's the only thing that's different.
Well, she doesn't want to stay with a bunch of stinky boys, right?
I also do not want to stay with a bunch of stinky boys. But
well, talk about your son, Logan. He's on the roster. What's it like being his coach and his dad at the same time, especially with the whole country watching?
I mean, there's a difficult dynamic to work through. I'm taking the approach of team first. So he bats in the order and plays the position that the team needs. And then there's the other part where I'm obviously ecstatic to be part of this journey with him, getting to spend time with him. There's small moments where we'll do a father-son check-in, but he's having so much fun here, and I'm just loving get to watch him experience this.
We're talking to Corey Edwards, one of the coaches for Paseo Verde Little League at Williamsport, the Little League World Series right now. Is there a kid on your roster right now that we should really keep an eye on? As someone that is like maybe the diamond in the rough, the one that could really make a big difference in this game?
Yeah, I think you should take a look at James Esber. I recently just moved him in the batting order. He's a quieter kid, but definitely hitting the ball well. Not flashy by any means, but I'm excited to watch him play, moving him up in the order, and hopefully he continues to hit some baseballs pretty hard.
Have you already picked you've got your starting pitcher. Is that public knowledge right now? Can you tell us what to expect today?
Yeah, Owen Guzman's going. I submit my lineups the night before. It's a requirement here. So he's going so far, weather permitting, and excited to watch him pitch. He wants the ball. He has great effort and a great attitude, and he loves to get after it. So I hope the Las Vegas is excited to watch him pitch as well.
We're so excited for you guys. So much pride coming here from Southern Nevada. Before we let you go, we know you guys have to prep and get ready, but in one sentence, what do you want Southern Nevada to know about this team before we watch them play today?
This team's resilient. They have put in the work. They've done 2.5 months of preparation. This team has never won a state championship, and they're hungry to play good baseball and show the country what they can do.
We cannot wait. We're so excited for you guys. Have you seen all the shout outs you guys are getting from all the professional sports teams, Coach?
We're loving all the support. It's super super inspiring and keeping the kids motivated. Every time I show them a video or they see something on Instagram, big smiles across the face. So far, they said the experience is better than Christmas.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear. Coach Corey Edwards, good luck today. You know we are sending you all our love from Southern Nevada. Please tell the team we are behind them and we'll be watching today.
All right, will do. Thanks so much for the support.
Hey, thank you. And yeah, make sure you mark your calendars because it was originally, the game was supposed to start at 11 a.m. this morning due to weather. It's been pushed back to noon. But go Paseo Verde Little League. How exciting is it?
I'm so excited. Oh, man, hopefully it dries up by then, though.
Yes, hopefully. They've got this. They've got this. Mm-hmm. So it's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Rebecca, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Fantastic. Me and my daughter, London, are here. We're ready to go.
Hi, London.
Hi.
Let's do this, guys. We've got these tickets for you, a 4-pack to Universal Studios Hollywood for Halloween Horror Nights. You know how it works, right? 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time and you win. And with the two of you playing, I need you to shout out the answers as loud as you can, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, okay?
Okay, perfect. We're ready. Let's go.
I love it. If you guys are struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
Yes. What is the center of an atom called?
Neutron. Nucleus.
Yes. What desert is Las Vegas located in?
Mojave.
Yes. What is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
That's water. O2.
Yeah.
O2.
They said it. Okay.
They said O. Okay. Let's give it to them.
What is the human body's largest internal organ?
Large intestine?
No. What was the name of the ancient Egyptian writing system using symbols?
Hieroglyphics.
Yes. What is the largest species of big cat?
Jaguar.
No. What is tofu primarily made from?
Soy.
No. In which country is the city of Istanbul located?
No.
Oh, Turkey is correct. Oh, man. Oh.
Should we have given her the soy question?
Well, that was, I was looking at the judges, and the judges shook their head, but I think we should have given the soy question.
So
I am, it's soy beans, technically. Oh. I think it still counts. So that's for you. What's funny is me and the judges were giving each other eyes over the oxygen one, because you guys said O2, but before that you kept saying oh, and I think that counts.
I think so too.
So it is technically just just O for oxygen. And so I accepted that as the answer. Sorry, judges, if you're mad at me for that. But what is the human body's largest internal organ? That's the liver. I did not know that. The largest species of big cat is a tiger. And then we gave you the soybeans. Tofu is primarily made from soybeans. Soy, same thing. And you got the turkey one right. Darn it. But it wasn't enough to conquer the Mega Minute. I felt like they were so on it and they were so locked in. And we just got thrown a couple of curveballs on this one. So, you guys, Rebecca London, thank you so much for trying. All is not lost yet. You still have a chance to win these tickets because Caller 20 right now, they are yours. A four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood for Halloween Horror Nights. Caller 20 right now gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So Meta is being sued for $1.4 trillion by 29 states. And if you think that number is just about money, it's not. It could completely change how Facebook and Instagram work. The states are arguing the way these apps are built is actually hazardous to kids. And if Zuckerberg loses, we could see like the death of the infinite scroll, autoplay, all the stuff designed to pull you down that rabbit hole just a few more hours. The like button could disappear too, since that little number is one of the biggest reasons teens get hooked in the first place. You know, it's all about the likes. How many likes? And they don't want to start awarding people those to try to convince them to stay online longer, right?
Yeah.
We might go back to a plain old chronological feed instead of an algorithm deciding what you see. Notifications could get way dialed back. Even the Finsta, you know, your secret burner account, that those could be harder to pull off because they're going to have stricter age and account verifications on that. So basically the entire blueprint about how these apps keep us scrolling is on trial right now. So it's not just about Meta's bank account.
This is crazy. This is our whole, I'm sorry, this is our lives. Like, we are on social media all the time. The likes, the view count, all of that engagement, it matters, especially, I think, in the business world, right? Like, if you're a content creator and you are working for the dollar amount, those things matter. Now, on a personal level, I kind of like the new algorithm. I don't miss the chronological order at all.
See, I'm completely opposite. There's times I'm scrolling, I'm like, why are they showing me this? I don't want to see this. Like, who is this person? Why is this rando here? Like, scroll. I follow who I want to follow. That's what I want to see. It doesn't have to be chronological, but just like keep it in my realm, you know?
I
don't need these new randos here. Like, some of the things that end up there, I'm like, did I have a conversation about this? Why are they showing me this?
Or like the algorithm's testing you to see, will she like this? How long is she going to stay on this video? It's insane how much they're tracking what they're watching to curate what you see.
It's scary for sure. Also this morning, Disneyland, they are cracking down hard on Tiana's Bayou Adventure after guests kept standing up mid-ride. They just added 12 new warning signs telling people, hey, if you ignore the rules, you're getting removed from the park. No exceptions. And this all comes after a 13-year-old climbed out of his log near the 50-foot drop back in June, fell into the water. And then there was a second incident in July. The ride, it doesn't have lap bars or seatbelts. It's all trust. So Disneyland is basically saying with these new signs, sit down, shut up, stay down, and it's not a suggestion anymore.
I went on the Tiana's Bayou Adventure 2 weeks after that incident of the boy falling off.
Yeah.
And so right before the drop, you can actually see a cast member behind a black curtain, and it's so dark. They have flashlights, and they look at every single person before you go up. It's insane.
Wow. Yeah, they had to do something because that is such a liability. God forbid something worse happened than the kid just falling. So I'm glad they're finally doing something about it. Finally this morning, this is so cute and disgusting at the same time. A teacher in Houston has gone viral for something I didn't see coming. She built her students a fart corner.
Oh.
So in her classroom, kids can either let one go quietly at their desk and hope no one figures out who did it, or they can walk over to this designated spot in the classroom, handle their business for, you know, about 10 seconds, sit back down, no judgment. She says the whole point is to, quote, keep the funk contained to one area of the room.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's kind of weird. I saw it. Speaking of like the algorithm, that video literally came up on my. Someone probably thought Mercedes would love to see about a teacher talking about a fart corner in her room. But people in the comments asked, why not just send them to the bathroom? And she said, of course they can. They don't even need to ask for permission on this. But this fart corner is just an option if they'd rather not make the trip. And the kids love it. They love it. Genuinely can't tell if this is genius or like the most Gen Alpha thing I've ever heard of.
I'm just picturing like a kid, like what if it was a beans dinner and the next morning they just kept going in and out of the fart corner,
yeah,
back and forth.
That's a big distraction there for sure. But then like you can't blame it on someone else. They know. Like you've just admitted, well, it's me,
you know.
Yeah. This is KMX. Nick 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation for Jerk or Justified, we love to hear from you. A lot of you have been sending us DMs through our social media, which is Mercedes in the AM, or you can just send us an email through our website, which is mix941.fm. This one came in a couple days ago. It says, hey guys, and good morning. My name is Lexi. And I'm a longtime listener of the show, wanted to get your opinion on something. So I've been house sitting for a friend while she's on vacation with her family. I'm watching the dog and feeding her daughter's goldfish. Well, the goldfish died the other day, and I wasn't sure what to do. So I went to the pet store to see if I could find another fish. When I got there, I noticed there were a ton of goldfish in a tank that looked identical to my friend's daughter's fish. So I bought a new fish, and I replaced the dead one. Would I be a jerk or justified if I don't say anything about replacing it? They come home from vacation tomorrow. Oh gosh, I hope this didn't already happen. They come home tomorrow from vacation, and I'm not sure if I should even bother to tell my friend what happened. I don't want to upset anyone, and you can't even tell the difference. Please give me some advice here. From Lexi.
Oh my gosh, I'm stressed out for Lexi.
This sounds like it's like a sitcom. I feel like this has been a storyline on a sitcom that I've seen before.
Every sitcom.
What do you guys think? Should she say something? Just keep her mouth shut? Keep moving along? 702-364-9400.
I think you're a jerk for not saying anything. I think you have to at least tell your friend and then... If we guys want to figure out if you want to tell the daughter, that's on you guys. But I think it's like, I always believe in karma, and I don't know if I'd be able to sleep at night if I replaced my friend's daughter's goldfish without telling at least the friend, you know? So figure something out with the friend. Tell them like, hey, I replaced the goldfish, or do we break the news to your daughter?
That's a tough one. And do you feel the guilt too, because it died on your watch, you know? But don't goldfish live like... I mean, how long do they live?
They had like a 2-week lifespan.
Yeah, I always felt like they died really fast. You know when you would go to like the Halloween carnival and you could win a goldfish?
Yes.
I felt like they never lived very long. I feel so bad for them, you know? What do you think, Ramon?
I think she's totally justified. She's not going to notice. No one's going to notice. And like I said, they have a 2-week lifespan. The mom or the parents, whoever, was going to do this eventually. For their daughter. So she just, you know, she actually helped them out. Justified.
So she did her a favor.
Yes,
she just extended the lifespan of the goldfish because now it's going to last another 2 weeks.
Yeah, I went
instead.
To the store and I bought it. You're welcome.
What do you guys think? Call us or text us 702-364-9400. Let's play a song. The calls are coming in. Jerk or justified? Replacing the dead goldfish. We'll take your calls coming up after Sam Smith and Normani. It's Mix 94.1. It's Jerk or Justified on Mix 94.1. One of our listeners, Lexi, spent her vacation house-sitting for a friend, ended up making a decision that none of us would ever want to make. Her daughter's goldfish died on her watch, and instead of coming clean, she decided to replace the goldfish, and she doesn't know if she should say a word or just let it be. What do you think, jerk or justified? Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. This is tough because it's the death of a pet, right? However, goldfish, like you said, do live a very short lifespan. I can't tell you what I think her opinion is on it, but I can tell you what I did in this situation. I had a, my son was five. We bought him a robo hamster. We put him in a ball to clean his cage, and my Pomeranian got into said ball,
and
we no longer had a robo hamster. Okay.
Oh.
So what do? Right. I can't tell a 5-year old, hey, your dog ate your hamster. So I went out and I had to replace it, but it took a couple of days. So, you know, I have my 8-year old, his name's Grayson. He's saying, Mom, I can't see my hamster in the cage. And I just kept saying, oh, he's hibernating.
Oh my gosh.
So we replaced, I finally found a match that, you know, looked like the hamster we had, and I put it in the cage, and he was none the wiser. And so we had an inside joke. Oh, that's Chirps. Too, you know, but never told him. And then, you know, 3 years later, we came clean and we told Grayson, hey, by the way, you know, Boba Tea ate your hamster. We replaced it.
Okay,
and
first of all, I love the fact that your dog's named Boba Tea. Second of all, what was his reaction when you told him?
Well, now he's 8 years old and those boys have a sick sense of humor, so we thought it was funny, you know?
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be honest, Chirp 2 didn't make it much longer anyway.
So. Oh my gosh, that is the craziest story, Katie. So you're like, hey, you're justified just to like replace it and move on. They'll never know any better.
If I go out of town and you take care of my kid's pets and one of them croaks on you, you are a solid for doing this for me, okay? You are my best friend for life. I will buy you Starbucks every day for a month.
Look at that. Yeah, she did her a favor.
Wow.
She did a good thing. Katie, you're awesome. Thank you so much for calling. I love it. Lisa, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's justified. I would say don't lie about it. Just don't tell them the truth. And I think you're good. I mean, you're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. There's no hard feelings. So I think you're safe.
I love the justification. Don't lie about it, but don't tell them the truth.
See, whatever they don't know won't hurt them.
I mean, that's the best way to explain it. Thank you, Lisa. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
It's a jerk. We have a goldfish that we got from a fair 3 years ago. And this goldfish has lived for 3 years, has a huge personality, is massive now. He's in a 50-gallon tank, and is the coolest fish ever.
Wait, and this goldfish from a fair is 3 years old?
3 years old. We did not expect it to live past 2 weeks.
Are you sure, like, someone hasn't been switching it out on you?
No, I'm...
Like, they have an emotional attachment to it. Like, what's the name of the goldfish?
His name, my son named him Pony Boy after the Outsiders.
See?
A gold, he stays golden.
Stay gold, Pony Boy. Stay gold. I am shook because I didn't think they lived that long. That is crazy. I am so, I was going to say similar to you, Steph, like tell your friend, be like, hey, I did you a solid, like I replaced it, the thing died or whatever, but never tell the child, never. Now I'm having second thoughts. Now I think just slip it in there and go about your day. You know, they've been gone for 2 weeks or however long. They probably forgot exactly what the goldfish looks like.
I wonder,
you know,
how old the goldfish is, though. And like, isn't there a saying like, goldfish, we have a memory of a goldfish?
Yeah, that Ted Lasso says you should have the memory of a goldfish because they like forget everything after 8 seconds.
Hey, maybe we have memories of the goldfish. I don't know if it died or not.
Maybe your friend can have the memory of a goldfish and just not even know it died.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
It's Leticia, your caller 20. Good morning.
Yeah. Yay, good morning.
Let's do this. You ready to play some Heads Up for these Guns N' Roses tickets?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got two categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Americano or Sky's the Limit?
Sky's the limit.
Okay, National Aviation Day was on Wednesday. So these are all things you would find in the sky, okay?
Okay.
That should be easy enough. Six and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
A robin, a blue jay, a cardinal, they're all types of...
birds.
Yes. They're white and fluffy, and you see them in the sky.
Clouds.
Yes.
Clouds.
This is flying, but like they can stop in one place. A lot of news stations have them to see traffic.
Oh, satellite.
No, it's like there's a pilot in it. And
helicopter.
Yes. This is, they come out at night. They are like, they're flying mammals and they're kind of creepy.
Owls?
No. Bats. Yes, bats. This is, if it's an alien flying their spaceship, they're in a what?
A flying...
What's it called?
A UFO?
Yes, yes. On the 4th of July, these are all in the sky.
Fireworks.
Yes! Look at you, Leticia! Yay! You got it! Congratulations!
Yes.
I heard some help in the background. Who was helping you out?
My husband. I've been trying to win these since yesterday for him.
Oh!
94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
We've all have our celebrity brush with fame, brush with greatness, but do you have a celebrity brush with fame that you bring up that isn't even that impressive? Like, what is your weakest claim to fame? 702-364-9400. I was talking to a friend about the NFL season starting and football's back and our fantasy draft is coming up, and someone mentioned the Broncos. The Broncos are my team. Born and raised in Colorado. And anytime someone I don't know brings up the Broncos, I always have to tell my weak claim to fame story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your weak claim to fame.
Do you guys have a weak claim to fame? So my weak claim to fame story is this, okay? I once stood in line behind John Elway at a gas station.
Oh my gosh. I think you've told us this before.
He was buying cigarettes. Like, now, to be fair, this was after long after he had retired. It's not like I spotted him like mid-career or anything. I was a child. But he's, you know, he's still an actual Denver icon. And I didn't realize it was him until he opened his mouth. So I'm just standing there. I think I got like, I don't know, a bottle of water or something. And I'm just standing there. And there's this really tall man in front of me. He wasn't even paying attention. And I hear him go, Marlboro Reds. Marlboro Reds, or like, he has a distinctive voice. And when I heard that, I just looked up and I kind of turned my head to the side and I was like, oh my God, that's John Elway. And what hit me was how rude he was. Like, he didn't even say please. Or he goes, Marlboro Reds. And then like done. And so the person grabbed them and then handed it to him. And he didn't even say thank you. He just like swiped his card and left. And it was like rude, even for a legend. That was so rude. So I literally tell everyone my weak claim to fame whenever they bring up the Broncos. Does anyone else have like a weak claim to fame? The one where you know it's not really that impressive, but you know, like your cousin's dentist used to date Beyonce's cousin.
Oh my God.
or like Matthew, you once sold Matthew McConaughey batteries or something like that. Or you stood behind Flavor Flav at Albertsons. Does anyone have that? 702-364-9400.
My weak claim to fame is I met Ariana Grande's dancer's costume designer.
Not even the dancer, no. The costume designer of the dancer. Yes. That's weak. I love it.
The way I know that is because his husband was our friend in our dance circle, and they're like, oh my gosh, Joey, he's going to be out and he's going to want to try and hang out with you guys. I'm like, oh, is that the Joey? You're talking about Ariana Grande's dancer's costume designer, Joey? Like, I felt so cool hanging out and having a drink with Joey from Ariana Grande's costume designer's dancers.
Like, it's a little line of succession, but it still counts as a weak claim to fame. I give you credit for that. We're getting some text here. This one says, I accidentally elbowed the singer Jewel on her boob while I was standing beside her talking. She bent over and was in pain. I felt so bad and humiliated. Wow. You elbowed Jewel in the boob.
Wow. I would put that on my wall, on my trophy.
This one says, I sold show tickets to LaRev to Blake Shelton. That's a weak claim to fame. Okay. I still love it. This one says, my weak claim to fame is that my father-in-law's dermatologist is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Stop. I would love to meet Dr. Pimple Popper.
I don't think that's as weak as you think it is. It's your father-in-law. That's pretty close. And their dermatologist is Dr. Pimple Popper. I'm kind of impressed on that one. Karen, good morning. What is your weak claim to fame?
Weak claim to fame. In Menemsha on Martha's Vineyard, standing in line with Tony Shalhoub with my girlfriend, my girlfriend has a glass on it that you could light on, and it had the word Amish on it. Tony Shalhoub keeps looking. He's like, excuse me, I must ask you, why does your glass have Amish written on it? And we were like, we don't want anybody to know there's alcohol in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he did laugh. A lot. It's pretty funny.
That is, I actually think that is a direct, really cool claim to fame. He struck up the conversation with you, Karen. I love it. That is such a good story.
So interested. It was really cute.
I love it. Thank you for calling. This one says, I met Flava Flav in the Hello Kitty store in Town Square years ago. Barry Bonds was my grandparents' neighbor. This one says, I sat next to Wee Man on an airplane and he signed my barf bag. These are all very weak claims to fame.
Do they still have barf bags on planes?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This one says, I used to work in an optometrist's office and I sold glasses to Carrot Top and Joel Coy. Was that like the comedian, like optometrist?
They only serve comedians.
This one says, I met Joe Jackson one time. I don't know why or how. I gave him my number, but when he called, I didn't answer and he left a voicemail. I used to be like, oh, I have a message from Joe Jackson on my phone. This one says, weak claim to fame, I met John Legend's dog. Okay.
How did you not meet John Legend? You only met the dog.
The dog. Yeah, okay. I really want to know that. And then it said, also went to school with a brother that's in the first Freaky Friday. Don't really know who he was until the movie came out. These are really good.
Didn't the first Freaky Friday come out like in the 70s?
Oh, yeah. That might be an old one. This one says, my sister's co-worker's brother dated someone who dated a Kardashian assistant.
See, no. That's true. That's the far-reaching. Oh, my cousin's brother's sister dated a cousin. That's not a claim to fame.
My uncle used to deliver pizza to Wayne Newton. I once held the door for Andre Agassi at a Starbucks and said nothing.
That's kind of cool.
I once returned a shopping cart for someone and later found out it was AJ from the Backstreet Boys. Does AJ not return his carts?
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Big local pride moment happening today. Paseo Verde is back in the Little League World Series for the second time in 3 years, and they take the field against Westside Little League out of Hamilton, Ohio this afternoon. Quick update, though, in case you missed it, the game got pushed back an hour because of weather, so first pitch is now at noon our time instead of 11, so adjust your snacks and your plans accordingly. This is actually the fourth year in a row a Nevada team has made it to Williamsport, which is wild when you think about that. And last year was Summerlin South, and they made an incredible run to the finals last year before losing to Chinese Taipei. This is a totally different team, but still from Southern Nevada. And you can watch it on ESPN. If they win today, they're back on the field Sunday morning at 6 our time. If they lose, they've got an elimination game on Saturday afternoon. Either way, Nevada baseball is not done yet. And it's been really cool to see all the local sports celebrities reaching out and posting their messages of encouragement. Here's Asia Wilson from the Aces.
We just want to give a huge shout out to Nevada State Little League champs for doing your big one. Guys, keep working hard. And Carson, we see you, girl.
Carson, she's referring to as on the team, the only two girls that are playing in the Little League World Series. And we had Coach Corey on earlier this morning. If you missed our conversation, it was a good one. We got some good insight. How they're feeling this morning, and we'll replay that for you in the 9 o'clock hour.
I am so excited to hear that this Carson player is one of the two, like you said, in the World Series. It's like this girl is making history. Her eyes, all the eyes are on her. But just to know that she's a female and she's representing for Little League is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and she's, you know, she plays the outfield. She, you know, she is playing. She's not just along for the ride. She doubled and she scored in the region championship. Coaches have been raving about her, saying that they have never coached a player with a better attitude. She finds a way to get on base and fights off pitches. So I'm just really excited to see how this team is going to do today. Raiders quarterbacks Kirk Cousins and Fernando Mendoza, they sent a message to the team.
Paseo Verde All-Stars. What's up, guys? It's Kirk and Fernando. We just wanted to wish you guys all the best on Friday in your big game, the championship game for the Mountain Region. Big time, man. Excited for you. Enjoy it. Enjoy competing. Whatever happens, just make sure you have fun and enjoy doing it with your buddies.
Let's go, boys. Let's hit that Mountain Region Championship and a ticket to the Little League World Series. You guys got this. God bless. Compete hard and have fun.
Well, this is last week, but still, like, it just, it's really cool to see the community pull together. So we'll be watching and listen for that interview next hour. Also this morning, let's see, what else is going on? Oh, so have you seen this new survey about, like, road trips? Like, when you go on a road trip, what's the longest distance you will drive before you say, maybe we should fly instead?
Ooh, for me, if I'm by myself and James isn't with me, probably like 5 to 6 hours.
That, okay. And then if you're together, will you go farther?
8 hours is our max.
Wow. Because
we have driven to San Francisco before to visit family.
Well, you are definitely close to the average. This new survey says the average American will drive 9 hours and 39 minutes before finally throwing in the towel and booking a flight instead. But that number, it really swings depending on where you live. California drivers cave the fastest. They tap out at just 6 hours and 24 minutes. People in Idaho are apparently fine driving for almost 13 hours before they even consider an airport.
And honestly, they have to already probably drive far on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like, what else is in Idaho beside Boise?
I'm spoiled. The farthest I will drive is like San Diego. So what's that, 5 hours? After that, I'm like, meh, I'd rather fly.
And then it's also like, where are you going? Because I feel like scenery has a lot to do with it. If you're seeing a lot of city life, but if it's all flat land, farm world, nah, I'm good. It's
really boring. On the flip side, people choosing to fly, they blame the gas prices, car reliability, traffic, not wanting to deal with an overnight stop somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Those are the reasons why they won't do those long road trips. Okay, finally this morning, have you guys ever watched a movie and they're eating something in the movie and it's like, whoa, that looks so good. Like, is there a specific food from a specific movie that you are like, that looks amazing? Bro Bible, they just did a whole ranking about this. The most mouth-watering foods ever shown in a movie. And I think these are funny because I remember a lot of these thinking when they were like eating them, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. Can you think of any right off the bat?
I can. It's the burger from Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
That was not on the list, but there was a burger movie on there. Do you remember the movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Oh my God, the sliders.
The White Castle burgers were number 5 on that. Number 1... do you remember the gooey cheese pizza in a Goofy movie?
Of course, with a cheese pool, and they're by the pool, like they rent a hotel. I remember that.
That was number 1. The $5 milkshake in Pulp Fiction was number 2.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
You got to see that. That's such a good movie. The grilled cheese in Chef. I never saw Chef. Did you guys see that?
No.
The pasta sauce made in prison in Goodfellas. I don't remember that. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Classic I've never seen.
Come on, Steph.
I know.
What about, did you guys see Matilda?
Of course.
The chocolate cake.
Yes. Oh, I love the chocolate cake. What was the kid's name that was eating the chocolate cake, though?
I don't remember.
And they were chanting his name yeah. during the scene in the theater. But
do you have one, Ramon?
No, maybe the Ninja Turtles pizza.
That always looked good. The one I really, really wanted when I was younger was on Willy Wonka, the giant gummy bear that the girl like starts eating the ear off of. And then Willy Wonka takes a flower and it's like a teacup and he takes a drink and then he bites it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to eat that.
Was it
so
a gobstopper, the one you were talking about before?
No, the everlasting gobstopper was a totally different one, okay. Although I would have tasted that too. No, it was literally this tree that had giant gummy bears growing from it, and she just pulled it off and then she started eating it. Do you remember that?
I definitely remember that. I think there was a really freaky scene in that movie when he's like on a train or something.
That is the
creepiest song in that movie.
I had nightmares about that.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.